The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph. We discussed in the previous shiurim the significance of the Korbanos that were brought, Rosh Chodesh, the whole life, the significance of Rosh Chodesh Bechlal, the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, Mocher Rosh Chodesh, what does the Hischatrus of Rosh Chodesh mean, what does it mean the Korban Chatos of Rosh Chodesh, and so on. We pointed out that what's interesting is that in the context of the Seirim, which all the Korbanos, the Chatois of the Marechet HaMoyadim, of the Musafim, were Seirim, specifically the behemoth, the chaya called Seirim. We discussed that the Seirim are mentioned in the Torah in the context of Shchut Echutz as representing some type of lack of achno to the Mitzius, the bittel of to the Mitzius of Beis HaMikdosh. What's interesting is we pointed out that the parish of Shchut Echutz is written right after the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. The ultimate Avodah of the Seirim is that which was performed, the highlight of the Yom Kippur Avodah, was the Avodah of the Sor Lashem v'Sor Lazozel. The prototype for the Korbanos HaSeirim, the Chatois HaSeirim, was the Korban. And what's interesting is that what's Mavur is that the Korban Lashem, the Korban Lazozel are not two different Korbanos. One learns Zugi and Yuma, and there are many Rayas that in the Lomdus, the Kiddush HaSakorban is Chal on both of the Seirim together. Is already in Lomdus, not so much in Agoda. The Kiddushas HaSeirim is Chal on both of them together. The Shema Korban is that there should be one Lashem and one Lazozel. Similar to the concept of a can of birds that are separated for a Korban of Yeledes, where she has to bring a Tzipor for an Oilo and a Chatos, but they're considered two parts of the same carbon. Similarly, the Skatchus is Chal on both of them together, while on the Mois for the carbon is Chal on both of them together, and thereafter they can be designated what's an Oilo and what's a Chatos, because they're both part of the same carbon. The carbon Lashem and the carbon Lazozel were one carbon. What we see is that a carbon Lachoris is Liskar Velashem. The carbon of the Seirim of Yom Kippur includes the Tzad Harichu, carbon means his carbus, Lashem, includes this carbon, but the tzad harichu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sor Lazozel, the Sor which represents, the Torah calls it that, which represents the forces of the Yetzer Hara, of Chet, of Aveiro, it was pushed down the mountain, it was destroyed, that's part of the carbon. And what's interesting is the Ramban, in speaking on this in Parshas Zachar Mois, points out that this is very symbolic of Yaakov and Esav. Yitzchak and Yishmael were brought into this world not as two parts of the same coin. Yishmael was the son of Avram, but it was clear from the go that Yishmael was not to be the Yerush. He was not the son of Sarah, he was the son of Hagar. Yitzchak came to the world with the Besur of Amalek. Kibi Yitzchak, Yikor Lecho Zorah, Yitzchak, and not Yishmael. Yishmael doesn't have a nachal in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that Yishmael today has a kohen to chepa with Eretz Yisrael is only incidental. Yishmael has a tain on Eretz Yisrael, but they have no real Yerusha. Esav, interestingly enough, the Yerusha that Esav has is called Har Seir. Not only interestingly enough, it's very apropos to what we're about to discuss. Esav and Yaakov were brought into this world as twins. They were brought into this world as two sides of the same coin. The Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer HaTov were created by the same Rabbi Nishlel. Pasuk says, Yoytzov. We say but the real lashon of the pasuk in Yeshayah is, and the pshat is that choshech was created in order to complement or. Yetzer was created in order to give a person bechirut. Goes back to what we spoke about in the previous year, in order to complement the tov, in order to give a person a chance to earn his keep. That shouldn't be named the kisufa, that the schar that he earns for being oimid keneged yitzvay should be well earned. In that sense, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara really are both performing, complementing work, and that's true. The Seirim of Yaakov and Esav is because in Yom Kippur we go through the Avodah even though we have the Koyach HaBechira. We go through the Avodah of being Doicha, the Koyach HaRa, that Koyach HaBechira inherently affords us. Bechira inherently gives us the ability to choose Ra. We're Doicha the Ra and we're Machriach ourselves the Toiv. We push the Ra off, but the Ra and the Toiv have to come together because Bechira means I have equal, it's an equal opportunity. I have the opportunity to do Toiv, I have the opportunity to do Ra. I have an opportunity to live my life with Emes, I have an opportunity to live my life with Sheker, and that's a second by second decision. And on Yom Kippur, when a Yid comes close to the Rebbein Shem, Klal Yisrael pushes the soil, La Zozom, that soil represents, like we said in the previous year, that independence of being able to choose. In that sense, the Toiv is also a soil, but it's brought as a Korban Chatos, and it's brought together with the Dchias Hara, the Bechira Batoiv, the Dchias Hara, and that's what the Korbanos represent. And sure enough, in the Seirim of Rish Chodesh, the Mefarshei Hasidus say, when we say in the Rish Chodesh davening, Chuas Nafsha Miyad Soine, the Miyad Soine is Esav and the Malach HaMoves, and the Chuas Nafsham is the Yeshua of the Nefesh HaYisrael, the Chua of Klal Yisrael in choosing Toiv and being Doicha Ra. That's all inherent in the Avoida of the Seirim. Like we said in the previous year, the Seirim represent the ability to choose, the ability to be independent. The Avoida of a Yid is to be Boicha Batoiv, to be Mevatla ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to function Kilo as an independent, even though it looks like we have independence, but not to function, but to take our independence and surrender it to the Rebbein Shalom, and to recognize that He is the Yedea HaKor, we're not the Boichim, we're Boicher to be Muchrach Latoiv, a Yedea HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our Tafkid, and that's really what the Soil Hashem, Soil HaZazel is. Let's take this a step further. Yom Kippur, this was acted out in the arena of Toiv and Ra, in a general sense. But the Maisi, even over there in Yom Kippur, the Pasuk speaks out that the Kapora that was created with the Dam of Seirim was on the Avera of Tumas Mikdash, B'toich Tumasim HaNishoichin. What exactly is the significance that every Yom Tov there was a constant Esek? That's really what all these sugis are about. There was a constant Esek with the Avera of Tumas Mikdash Vekadosho. To us it sounds strange because the Avera of Tumas Mikdash Vekadosho, bringing, going in as a Tomei in the Beis Mikdash, or being Mitame things in the Beis Mikdash, or even the Gemara says there's one Madrega which was a lighter Madrega of a Tohor Shoichel Satomei. This interplay between Tohor and Tomei in Mikdash. Why is that the central theme that all Yom Tov, we don't even have these halachos b'zman hazeh? That's the ikar. It's more important than lashon hara and erlichkeit and business and davening with kavono and midas tovis and tznius and everything else that goes into being an erlich yid. What exactly was there about Tumas Mikdash Gadosho that made it so central to what the Yom Tov were coming to teach us, or what the avodah, the remus of Yom Tov is? Reb Shamshav al Hirzatzal says in many places that the word Tumah is related to the word Otum. Otum, like Israelis have the word Cheder Atum, is a sealed room that they use by the Gulf War. Today they don't have a Cheder Atum, they have the reinforced room that they call the Mamad. But the sealed room, something which is a sealed environment, is called Otum. Tum, the sheirish of tum, means something that's sealed with no room for something coming in, something coming out. A tumtum, in Lashon Chazal, is somebody whose simonim, his ability to be who he is sealed, is cut off, is covered over, so he can't be nizgala what he is, what his identity is. Anything that has a lack of ability to expand outward or bring in inward is meloshen tum. What does that have to do with tumah? The concept of tumah, explains Rabbi Hirsch, is the concept of a person who is a chelik, who is a davar chay, because he's a chelik alekai mimal. And the Rabban Shalom is alekim chayim. Chiyus is represented in the force of Kedusha. Kedusha is the ability to be dovok by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kedusha is the ability to grow. Kedusha is the ability to live without limits, without tzimtzum, without gvulim, without midas adin. To live with total expansion, total growth, total gedula. L'cho Hashem ha-gedula v'agvura. Gedula means expansion. Gvura means tzimtzum. Gedula is total expansion. That is where Kedusha comes into place. Kedusha means a dedication to growth. In that sense, when a person became Tomei, he came into contact with something where there was an impediment to growth. What that means is, the ultimate Tumah is obviously Tumah's base, which is why it's not enough to be Matar in a Mikro, even Mayim Chaim suggesting a deeper level of Tumah, which needs not only water, which is a source of life, but it needs Mayim Chaim, where the water itself is alive, the water comes out by itself. But Tumas Hameis, when a person touches, he becomes Tumah to the point where he needs Efer Par Adum to be Matar. The Pshat is because he's come into contact with something which had the ultimate ability, the ultimate condition of growth, human life, the koyach to be boicher, and now that mitzius is no longer there. That limitless sense of purpose that exists in every tzelem elegim, in a dead body, is no longer there. That mitzius of not being there is the starkest contrast to koyach hakdusha, of koyach of growth. He's closed, he's otum. That the Lashon Tumah represents the lack of ability to grow. Same thing as Tumas Nida, Tumas Yeledes, Tumas Sheret. All these are different representations of where a person meets up with death, mortality, constriction, symptom, smallness, inability to grow, inability to reach a higher madrega. All that is inherent in what we call Tumah. Now let's discuss something else. The Gemara says in Shabbos Taflam and Al, V'hoye Emunas Yitecha, a Pasuk. V'hoye Emunas Yitecha, Chois Yeshua, Chokhma V'daz, Emunas Zuseid Ezroim, Yitecha Zuseid Emoid, Chois Yeseid Enoshim, Yeshua Yeseid Nezikin, Chokhma V'daz, Chokhma Zuseid Ekochim, Daz Zuseid Taharis. Now, somebody would ask us, what's greater? Conceptually, Seid Ekochim, or say the Taras. L'choyah say the Taras is when a person becomes Torah. If he's Torah, he can then go into the Beis HaMikdash. Tahara is an emtsoi to be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Tommy can't go in. Tommy can't eat Truma. Tommy cannot eat Hegdash, and so on. But not that Hegdash is a prerequisite for Tahara. The truth of the matter is, that's Mavur in this Gemara and Shabbos, not that way. Chochmo v'das, Chochmo is a lower madrega. Das is the ultimate shlemus of Chochmo is Das, in which case Tara sounds somewhat greater than Kachem. How do we reconcile that? So the pshat is that the mokum of growth, the mokum of Gidul, the source of all growth and coming close to Rabban Shalom is Beis HaMikdash, which is why it was the only place where it's pshat to be mevatel oneself to Rabban Shalom, get rid of one's Karech Bechir, come close to Rabban Shalom, was in a car, with a carbon, in the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Kedusha. That's called Chokmah. The purpose, however, of Chochmah is not to remain on a theoretical level, not to stay on a pedestal, not to remain in a world which is not real, but for a Yid to be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash, enter a world of Kiddush, and then go back to wherever he came from. His farm, his business, his house, his family. He came from Haifa, from Tzvas, from Bovel, from New York, from London, from Paris, and he was able to bring the message of Beis HaMikdash, of Chochmah, into the, he was able to connect with the Chochmah. Wherever he took it back to, that's Tahara. Tahara is outside the Beis HaMikdash. Tahara is the person touched the Sheretz. He's Mitarah himself. It's not just an Emtzoy to go into the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash gives a person the ability to live with that Madrega even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a high Madrega in Chochmah, because it's the ultimate purpose of Chochmah. That's called Das. So really, when we have the meeting point of Kachem and Tyrus, we're talking about a very high Madrega, not only of conceptualization of growth and coming close to Rabban Shalom, we're talking about it being Halacha L'maisa. We're talking about coming close to the Rabban Shalom on a practical level. And in that sense, every Yom Tov, which is a theoretical world of Shleimus, Pesach, we're going out of Mitzrayim, Shavuos, we're mekabel the Torah, Sukkos, we live by Nanei HaKovod, and so on, Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all the Moyadim, the Chagim, which lift up a Yid, V'rem Amtonim Yikol Al Shoneis, V'asiyenu Hashem Lekecha, Zbichas Medecha. And a Yid is able to connect with the Rabban Shalom and bring all those messages of Kedusha, of growth, of Gibel, of Sheifis, of Kedusha back into the world outside of Yom Tov. Not only to close the door on the Yom Tov, but he's able to bring that back into his life. That's the message of Kedusha as it relates to Tara. There's no bigger stira to that then the idea of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosha, that in the place of growth, there should be a constriction, there should be a Tzimtzum, there should be a Tumah, which represents anti-growth, is a stereo, makes a mockery of what the Beis HaMikdash stands for. That a Mokrim, that a Yid goes in for growth, should be a place where he's connected to that which blocks off growth, that which blocks off connection with Ruchnias, is a stereo to the whole idea of Mikdash. So Mel, there's a central problem which is being solved when we get to Yom Tov and we connect with our ability to go back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, go back to our source, go back to Elokim Mekor Chayim, and to bring out the messages of the Yom Tov and to bring us back into a world of Kedusha, of growth, of continued Steiging, of Kedusha, of Tahara, of Gedula. The Mokoim that has to be carefully kept a pulse on is the idea of Tumma B'Mikdash. Because the idea of going to Beis HaMikdash Amtiv is an idea of going back to the source of Hashuras Hashkina. Then he goes back after he comes to Yom Tov to the Beis HaMikdash, he goes back to wherever he came from and he brings back what he acquired, what he was kind in Beis HaMikdash, he takes it back to the world outside. To his Moshav near Haifa, to Bavel, to New York, to wherever it is. If there's Tumma compromising the ability of Beis HaMikdash to transmit that growth, then it's a steer to everything the Yom Tov stands for. Specifically on Yom Tov is when Klal Yisrael brought extra kabbonis, of course, Gzeis HaKosuv. But specifically then is when we were careful, when there was a dogish on Tumas Mikdash Ugadoshov, because that's really the antithesis of what the Yom Tov has to teach us. This is the message of the Seirim. Like we said, the Seirim represents growth, independence, Bechiro, Toiv, Ra, the Kabbonis Yom Kippur, the Kabbonis Rosh Chodesh, how that plays itself out in our Avodah of Yom Tovim, why that's an inherent, integral part of the Yom Tov, and how that plays itself out, the idea of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodoshov, specifically in the Shleimus of what a Yom Tov has to offer to you.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.